Patriots.com.
Check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Welcome to a Ross Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Baranski, and it's Halloween here at Gillette Stadium with Eric Scalvino in orange, Michael Parenti, and Andy Hart. Welcome again. What's going on today?
Well, you also left out our tremendous producer, Gary Gudecki.
Who has an orange hat.
Bright orange hat on that he claims was
What happened to Paul today?
Simply coincidence.
Paul's upstairs eating. Anyway, we are going to get to the single move of the week. Oliver Ross was not activated. He was released. He had practiced for a little over 2 weeks, but apparently the Patriots have decided they're comfortable with the depth on the offensive line, a topic that Michael Parenti has done a lot of research on this week for Patriots Football Weekly. So I'm going to get right into it with Michael. Talk about Mark Lavoie, who my guess is sort of held a roster spot that may have possibly gone to Ross.
When you say a lot of research, that means 5 minutes of going over a transaction.
Well, you've talked to Mark Lavoie longer than any of us.
Yes, I did, which is... Well, which would be 30 seconds.
It's 30 longer than we've talked about.
Yeah, exactly. No, Lavoie actually has played pretty well, filling in for Nick Kazier last couple of weeks at right tackle. And I think his performance and his value on special teams made Ross expendable, because I don't think Ross had any special team value whatsoever.
No.
Too big of a guy to move around or really do anything back there. So the way Lavoie has played, I think it's been noticeable the last couple of weeks with far less pressure coming in from the right side than you had with Kazier, who I thought struggled even before he got hurt.
He did.
So we don't really know, coming back now, when Kazier, assuming he does get healthy, is going to reclaim that starting role. Now, I think the way Lavoie played made Ross a little bit expendable. I think the Pats like what they have back there now with him. And Wesley Britt, I guess, has played the last couple of weeks in a sub role, so he's starting to get activated and getting into that mix as well. So they've got about three tackles. How many more do you need? Really?
Right, and they're comfortable with Britt. I mean, he has started some games for
them.
He's played
been
left,
here
played
for about
right,
3 years.
And played tight end.
He has special teams value as well, which Ross
And Ross
did
didn't have
yeah,
that.
I would,
that's why he's gone.
I would guess Ross was limited in what his value bring. If he wasn't going to play tackle, he didn't bring much value to the team. And
he might not even been fully healthy either, you know. I mean, he was coming off an injury that kept him out. Well, separate injuries, but he was out for about almost 2 years.
Right.
So maybe he really wasn't 100%, and they didn't have time to get him back in that 21-day window.
So
why waste a roster spot for a guy that can only give you 4 weeks of play?
Let's stick with the position. Is Mark Lavoie going to maintain the hold on the starting job even when Nick Kazier potentially comes back?
My guess is that Kazier will come back, but I think he'd be on a short leash with the way he's
Because I agree with you. It's a short sample for Lavoie, but
yes,
he's looked good.
I think he's looked
And he
good.
Looked better than Kazier did in his short sample to start the year.
My guess is Kazier will not lose his job because of injury, but could lose it down the stretch. And like I said, will be on a short leash.
Right. If he comes back in and
just stinks.
Guys running right by him as they were early in the year.
Yeah, they'll put Lavoie out there.
I like Lavoie. I mean, he's
I do too.
A bit of an unknown, obviously. Was he a fifth-round pick or sixth-round pick?
Yeah, way back
for
the Bears.
But he comes from Charlie's system at Notre Dame.
Last year at Notre Dame was under Charlie Weiss, so he knew the system here a little bit, which helped
his
acclimation.
He's big. He's 6'7",
he
or whatever.
Yeah.
And clearly athletic based on his special teams duties in the wedge. I think he's an interesting next in line in this whole they try to develop offensive linemen through the system kind of guy.
Yeah, this is how they usually find those guys.
Yeah.
And the thing that I've noticed about him is that we haven't noticed him. Like you
right.
said, he has there has been less pressure from the right side of the line. There hasn't been any significant drop off in the running game on that side. And he hasn't been penalized really. Which is something Kazier would have his he'd have spells
right.
of that. He'd be, you know, a few games he'd be penalty prone, then you wouldn't hear from him for a while. But you're right, Andy. It's a short sample, but what we've seen so far has been good. So as long as he keeps doing that, I think it's going to be tough for Kazier to come back in. And if he does, like you said, there might be a short leash on him.
And I want to go over the injury report real quick, too, since we don't have a ton of moves. And sort of Kazier is obviously one of the guys that's been on the injury report. With the ankle issue, he's had limited participation this week. The only guys that did not participate, Sean Crable continues to be out of practice with a shin injury. Longtime listeners of this and other Patriots.com radio understand why he may have leg issues, because he has twigs for legs. But Ellis Hobbs did not participate on Wednesday, but then was back limited on Thursday for practice. Sammy Morris did not participate all week. Lewis Sanders did not participate all week. The rest of the week, one guy who sort of jumped on there that obviously would scare people, Randy Moss, with a foot issue, was limited on Wednesday, then had full participation on Thursday, so I don't think that's anything else to worry about.
And that was a full pads practice, so it's not like it was a
I think that's one of those
so.
Things where he had a little tweak, and you know, you put him on here because you can put him on here. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really mean anything. Eric Alexander, Jarvis Green, Lamont Jordan, Nick Kazier, and Matthew Slater were all limited in participation. Obviously, the biggest guy in that group, I would say, is Jordan, who took a nice long nap during open locker room today when the media was in there. But obviously, you're looking. We're starting to see that Sammy Morris might be out a couple weeks. Jordan has been out already a couple weeks. I think you need to get somebody back there, one of those two guys, to be a legitimate 15-carry type guy and not ask Kevin Faulk and Ben
rookie,
Jarvis, Green Ellis, or Heath Evans to really carry more than they are capable of. It'll be interesting to see if he plays. On the other side of the ball, one name that jumps out to me off the injury report, the Colts have a long one. They did add late in the week, by the way, Joseph Addai, Bob Sanders, and Kelvin Hayden to the injury report. Hayden did not participate in Thursday practice after full participation the day before. He has knee and hamstring injuries. Obviously, they had to put Marlon Jackson on IR. He blew out his ACL, apparently, in a non-contact practice early in the week.
Wow.
But, you know, midweek, it looked like all those guys were going to make these miraculous recoveries and come back. Then they kind of trickle onto the injury report. I'll be surprised if they're all on the field come Sunday. But Robert Mathis is a guy that's on the injury report, had full participation. He's going to give a test to your boy LaVour on that other side. They obviously have two bookend speed-based rushers. And this will be interesting to see if he plays, first of all, if Kazier can't go and he starts again and he can shut down Mathis. That's a strong step towards just taking over that job.
Yeah, he did. You know, he did a nice job coming in the San Diego game too. LaVour, he came in the first quarter when Kazier got hurt, and they were facing up against Sean Phillips on that side of the line, blitzing off the edge. So, and did a nice job there. And I think Castle only got sacked once in the second half after LaVour was in. So, I'm not even sure if it was because of LaVour. So we don't even really know. But he has faced a couple of pretty good edge rushers so far. Nothing much with Denver. But you're right. This will probably be the best test in terms of a one-on-one matchup with the defensive end. And the Colts base their defense on speed. They play on that turf, and that's what they'd like to do. And I think Mathis has arguably been their most consistent defender. He's got about 5 sacks, maybe more now at this point. Had 3 sacks against the Ravens and a big win for Indianapolis. So he's starting to come into his own a little bit. And you always have to worry about Freeney on the other side. So you can't always offer enough protection on both sides.
Well, yeah, the most he's going to get for help is probably a running back because
the
tight end is going to be over with Matt Light and Dwight Freeney, my guess would be. So, yeah, the one-on-one part of that is probably the most interesting. One last note on the Colts injury report, still no Peyton Manning, a point that Bill Belichick wanted to point out, that Peyton Manning has not been on the injury report since the very first couple days of the season. So he is not, therefore, injured, and any struggles he's having are not injury-related. They are struggle-related.
Yeah.
He's not playing well, or whatever you want to say. But that's the bottom line. Anything to add?
Not
Happy
really.
Halloween.
Happy Halloween, and back to the woman in orange and black, Lori Baranski.
It is. What are you being for Halloween, Andy?
A pumpkin head.
Sure.
A pumpkin head. And what about you, Eric?
A fairy.
A pumpkin. Oh, okay. Well, thank you guys for a great Ross Report.
Can't help
Join
yourself.
Us again next week for a brand new Ross Report podcast. Go Pets!
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.